Om Shanti.
So today is special for us because it's the gift ceremony, but especially because Didi is here with us. Didi Sudesh is our chief hostess. She is responsible for Gyan Sarovar. And today I just want to take a little opportunity to thank Sudesh Didi for the care that she gives to us through the various departments of Gyan Sarovar. Through the kitchen, through the... Yes, you may clap. There's so many departments, I'm afraid to mention them because I might miss one. So, for all of Gyan Sarovar, from all of us.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Prem means love. Anand means bliss, happiness. Not only greetings of peace, but greetings of love. Because this evening is the class on meeting with the beloved one. Meeting with the one. Meeting with the supreme one. Seeing the invisible in visible form. That is to experience the one whom we have been looking for, to experience since many, many long time, with long, deep feeling of long lost and found again children, and also long lost for a long time, the relationship was lost, understanding was missing. And now many of you actually have met Baba many times. Not only every kalpa, but many times in this BK life of becoming, after becoming Baba's child, with different relationships with Baba. Now is not the time to ask your experience, but I would like to know, so that I can approach the topic, keeping an aim, how many of you are here, those who have come first time to meet Baba? First timers. Achha. Okay. All right. First time this kalpa. This you understand that we met many times. Baba met us many times, but first time, this time. Now the difference between those who have been meeting, for example, like myself, meeting Baba in the corporeal form. Incorporeal, coming into the corporeal form to come on our level and communicate directly through Brahma Baba as his medium, using his sense organs, using Brahma's eyes, using Brahma's lips, using Brahma's hand to give toli, or the opportunity, great opportunity, to like a child and father walk together, play together, go for picnic together, like parents eat together, dine together, sit on the dining table. That is different level of experience. Then many of you have of course not met Sakar Baba and have had experience of Avyakt Bab Dada. Avyakt Baba. Now, what is the meaning of Avyakt Milan? Avyakt means not in the physical form. Even the physical father, Brahma, became an angel, achieved his perfect stage of double light, an angelic form, which we describe as karmatit stage, the state of the soul where no karmic account are left on this planet. Neither any karmic account to settle with anyone, or nor powerful, such a powerful stage that no matter what the state of the world is, what kind of nature, personality, behavior people have and are in front of him, he is not ever influenced by them, being free from the action or reaction, effect of the actions of others, or the impact of defect of others. His heart was so clean, so pure, and personality was such, because as totally surrendered to God, I'm speaking about Brahma Baba, because he surrendered everything to the Supreme Being. And in Hindi, arpan, arpan, sarvasva arpan, everything arpan, means offered, not only offered, but became a darpan, a mirror, a practical state like a physical mirror. A mirror is in front of you, or you come in front of mirror. The mirror makes you see what you need to change. Where is the spot on your face? How you are dressed up? How you look like? But mirror doesn't speak, but speaks so loudly, so clearly, that immediately you don't take time. okay, yeah, I see there is face, there is a spot on my face, I can clean tomorrow. Or you don't react to the mirror. Why are you showing me this face? Seeing it immediately, you just wipe it out. Inspiring, making us see what we lack, but not having the impact and effect of that, what dirt we have here, the mirror does not have in it. Mirror doesn't become dirty when a dirty person is standing in front of him. In the same way, Baba constantly detached, and his drishti is with same love. His words were same, sweet children, lovely children, beautiful children, my shining stars, you are the star of my eyes, you are the crown jewel. Always reminded us of our perfect stage, what he was looking. But we did not look at it in this way. In us, we were seeing how still there are so many defects, so many weaknesses, so many wrong actions we have performed. My heart is filled with guilt. But he didn't make me feel that he is looking that what we are looking at that time while looking in front of him. But he inspired how beautiful you are as originally, how lovely you are, how great you are. You are the soul who belong to the original eternal deity religion. Your original state was perfect as a divine being. You had perfect balance. You were very royal. Your spirituality was natural. Your beauty was perfect. So he described actually even what geography we had and what reality of our personality was us. And in this way, he spoke through the Murli, our own story, relating how was our character. And this is what we see in the Sakar Murli even now. So, but in front of him, you could feel that our past is bringing us in front of us. And just like you are, when you are in front of a mirror, you immediately want to decorate yourself, and mirror helps you to remove and whatever is needed to make up. So mirror detached, how you make up yourself doesn't interfere in you. And so Baba would not criticize. He would not say, correct, don't do this. But how you should do it, he would tell very beautiful way in Murli. He would describe it, how you can transform yourself, how you behave with others, what way you look into your own self, your own inner being. So just like mirror, neither he is impressed by the beauty of a beautiful person, or nor he is reacting if someone is not beautiful. Mirror is moved and detached and clean. So this was karmatiti stage, means beyond the effect of the nature and sanskaras of others and the defect of others, as well as free from the defects, weaknesses and vices of the self. In total bodiless stage, incorporeal stage. Though Brahma Baba was corporeal, but you could feel that vibrations of qualities of the soul, that knowledge very clear, purity, peace, love, joy that he would generate in us. So power was, godly qualities were emanating from him. So in this way, it was soul conscious stage was in action, in practical form. And that is what Baba says, follow Father Brahma. And for that he gives in many different ways teachings that if someone defames you, don't get upset with that. That is awareness that you stay in your soul conscious stage. And even if someone is coming with very angry mood, remind yourself that at the time when the fire is burning, you don't bring fire, but you could pour down water on it to cool down. And if you are a firefighter, you need to wear the fireproof dress before you protect yourself against the fire. And so how you should protect yourself against the negative personalities of others, and how you should cool down by keeping the connection with the water source. Firefighter just not only cannot finish the fire if he does not have the water hose with him and let the source of water come in. So the power of spirituality and purity, emerge your pure vision, pure thought, pure feelings, forgive others, understand that this is their not soul conscious stage, in body consciousness. So he could see other person in body consciousness, but didn't become body conscious. He could see other persons angry, but he didn't get angry. He could see other making mistakes, but did not hate them, but with great love guided them how to correct yourself. This is what I mean, that he was a real living mirror in the corporeal form, a reflection, experience of godly qualities through Brahma Baba's character. And physical personality was also very, very special. Standing in front of crowd, you could see him, this one is a special person. Beautiful as well, tall, not small, not too tall either, and nice personality, physical being as well, but giving the feeling of belonging. Everyone felt, this is my father. This is my uncle. I remember one newsperson, a person, he was very critical. His wife used to come in Gyan, and he was always criticizing the discipline she is following and food she, habits she has changed and everything. And when Baba came in Delhi, she said, I don't say anything, just go and talk to him what you don't like. When he went, he came in front of Baba, and seeing Brahma Baba, somehow, just like when something cool air touches him, and he was so attracted, he came and holded Baba's hand, and said to his wife, his hand was like soft wool. It was very soft. This man was very soft. So this Baba was very, automatically came from his His art, Baba, was very special. So what was it? Without speaking Baba's specialities, heat does not speak, I am hot, but gives heat. Flower does not speak, I am flower, but fragrance touches you. You cannot photograph fragrance, but fragrance is touching you. So it was just like spiritual qualities of Baba was touching. And when Baba says, follow me, follow Father Brahma, it's not the physical form, but all the actions he performed, direction he gave, system he created, organization he gave, respect he gave to the mothers, youth, brothers, young, old, children, everyone. So it was an opposition as a human being he faced with great dignity. With totally this is, all these directions are from Shiv Baba, and I am just only instrument. Baba is empowering other souls to become pure, and I am only instrument to become the embodiment of those qualities, so that others get courage and confidence that it is possible. And this is why this army of Shiv Shakti Pandavas have been created. So always he said, I'm instrument. He didn't take credit that I did this. Never said any word, I, Baba, Baba, Baba. And that's why, even for himself, this Baba, his old name, never he spoke about his old name, never mentioned anything of the old personality, because old did not remain, past did not remain. That was his personality in the corporeal form. And when I say avyakta, then body is gone. Of course, body is perishable. Brahma Baba left body in 1969. And then, through trans messenger, Gulzar Dadi, it became clear. Baba gave message that who was teaching you. Baba said, Brahma was not your teacher. I was your teacher. Baba, Shiv Baba was teacher. And Baba will continue to teach you. But how will he teach? He then explained second day. Yeah, he came and he answered that why Baba left. He could have be here longer time. And Baba spoke that in order to reveal his children, when the sun gets set, the stars shine. And in order to shine the shining stars, whom he had trained, they shine now with the light that they have received from the sun. They can create the coolness and give the experience that gentleness, that purity, that softness, how spirituality works in practical life. And that we saw the example of those dadis, who came in Gyan when they were 7 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, or some senior aged dadis, 20, 21, 25 years maximum, at that time they came. Age, as mothers, those who came couple as with their small children. Maximum if somebody would be 30 years old. All that was at the middle age, if young couples were there, and their children were, of course, of young age. So those little children, those who were brought up by Brahma Baba in the boarding, they became practical example, and also these other seniors became practical examples. Mothers became Shiv Shaktis, and they demonstrated how this Brahma Kumari's godly university is working. Of course, many brothers, many Kumars, youth joined, and institution increased gradually. But Baba said that it is the time of a revision, the course. What Baba has taught you, now you have to revise it. A revision is not only to read it, but in fact to practice it, to experience it. And so then, but this guidance was not through trance messenger going into trance and bringing a message like before Sakar Baba's time. Sakar Baba used to send the trance messenger in the subtle region, and she would bring the message for Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba would follow the message that the messenger would bring. And now Brahma Baba himself became a subtle, pure energy. And this time Baba said that Baba will still continue to come and meet you. And then was through whom he would come. And Baba gave the hint that he will use this sister, young sister, 7 years old, Gulzar Dadi, who came. Now by the time she had already become over 30 years old, no? So Baba said that Baba will use this instrument, and Dadi certainly this. And Baba came first time and spoke that I have not gone, only the place is changed, dress is changed, and address is changed. From Vyakta, physical, which is called Vyakta, like ordinary human being, I became Avyakta. Avyakta means not an ordinary person, but an angelic being, a divine being, a pure being of light. And as I have shared many times my experience with Brahma Baba, I saw him first time, also the body of light, when I did not know that this is Brahma, God is God's instrument. I came that he was like an ordinary guru or sadhu, or priest who gives knowledge. I thought I'm going into ordinary gathering of spiritual gathering, as my friend invited me. And I saw Brahma Baba, this body of light, which I did not believe, but eventually my experience made me realize it was not a physical body, it was the body of light that I was seeing. Anyway, that is another time sharing experience with Sakar Baba. And also my last experience of 1968 November. I went to Madhuban. Baba was holding my hand, Sakar Baba, and he showed me training center was being built. And he said that, child, this training center is being created, and you give the training to the teachers here. Of course, other dadis will be with you. And so, at that time when he was showing me this, my experience was, this hand is not physical hand, very light and transparent energy, light is light kind of rays are coming, vibrations are powerful, and I rubbed the body of a hand, so soft, so light. It was just like I am not seeing the physical body. I looked at whole body and it was body of light. And I say, the angelic Brahma has come in the corporeal form. So because we knew by that time it had become clear that there is subtle region, and in subtle region is perfect form of Brahma, and corporeal world is physical world, where Brahma is physical body, and his perfect body is in the subtle region, in the angelic region. So this was my experience of 22nd of November 68, my last meeting with Baba. And at that time, Baba used to speak very softly, very sweetly, and less, not many words. But whatever he said, whatever drishti he gave, it used to be very special, just like touching the heart. And sometimes you feel that you are in Baba's eyes, and many times Baba's light is sitting in your eyes, and he is seeing through you, this eyes to this one. That kind of feeling, that Baba is seeing, his light is seeing these souls. As Baba says, child, you are the light of my eyes, and I am the light of your eyes. So Sakar Baba's experience was, for me, I had experienced the subtle form. But then when he started coming into Gulzar Dagi's body, he came, because now the total transformation took place. He was not here in the physical world. And Baba, Shiv Baba said, I am your teacher. I will continue to teach, and you will have a revised course. You have already lessons, many lessons, and that will be revised. And this is what we are having, this revised course, Murli, every after 5 years. This last 5 years, Murli, we are hearing, which we call Sakar Murlis. And then when Baba started coming through Gulzar Dadi, we used to have morning, every morning class in Pandav Bhavan in History Hall. And Baba used to speak so softly, whispering. The sound, the way he was walking, talking, sitting, eating, speaking, like now I am speaking, normal way of speaking. Brahma Baba, through Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba was speaking normal. You couldn't differentiate Shiv Baba speaking, Brahma Baba speaking, Baba speaking. But the energy we could feel that Shiv Baba is there. And we never questioned Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba. Baba is Baba. For us, incorporeal was corporeal. And now shift took place. Corporeal became incorporeal. Understand the difference? Incorporeal used to come to the corporeal on our level. And this Brahma became from corporeal level to divine angelic level. But he didn't become God. Because no soul becomes God. God is God. Supreme is only Supreme. And as Shiv Baba's promise that God is your teacher, human being is not teaching you. So this combined energy then entered in Gulzar Dadi's body. And we use 20,000, 25,000 BKs are sitting in the hall. The difference was that at that time, total dead silence and such a powerful vibrations of silence that you don't feel yet you are sitting in the body. And many Brahmin had to go, just like now you go, 3 hours before, 4 hours before, 4 hours before, to get the seat in front, or just in front of, very near on the floor, so that you can be very near to Baba. But the energy vibrations, very powerful. And then Zardari used to sit in meditation and will meditate, and with a jerk she will go, she is gone, pulled. And so we understood now Gulzardari's physical energy is actually, it's just like switched off. But body is there. But energy, another kind of power is there. And so these vibrations, and after few minutes Baba's eyes, this is that actually for the newcomers I am explaining how this drama revealed itself, the difference between corporeal and incorporeal avyakt. And so as soon as Baba would open the eyes, the vibrations then will become such a powerful energy that from as Baba's drishti was moving, it felt like an injection. And his drishti is so much power that it is subtle injection is gone in. It's not any kind of needle going in, but some energy. And just like when you feel a thrilling body, so you feel that kind of, this kind of vibration we used to feel, many of us, his feeling used to be like this. And for a long time, Baba would give drishti to all these gathering, direct, right, left, behind, front, dead silence, but joyful silence. Such a joy, with feeling that we are uplifted. 1.5 hours, 2 hours are gone already, because many were hearing Surya Bhai's class 1 hour before, and then Gulzardari 15 minutes, 10 minutes in meditation, and then Baba's drishti 5-7 minutes. But it is just like you are in the body, and maybe moving your leg, sitting on the floor, but was not any feeling of any kind of consciousness of being here on this and this. So energy came on our level in form of just like the coolness or heat comes automatically and you begin to feel it, or fragrance is spread and you experience it. And then Baba would speak. And this is speaking. It started in the beginning with us. We had experienced personal meeting, morning class, evening class with Baba, but it was whispering. For some time it remained class, that till 11 o'clock, and then certainly everything is going to be late. Then morning class changed into only evening class. Then it became twice a month. Then it became once a month. Like gradually then it changed because too much time was consumed and all cooking and breakfast and dinner. It has to be in everything system. Anyway, this was the history. So then Baba, and when Avyakta Baba started coming, this knowledge that he started giving, this Avyakta is the sharing of what Brahma Baba practiced. It is called how it was his every teaching of Brahma Baba. It was not how I practiced, these words were not there. But he started teaching how you should practice this. What should be your consciousness? What should be your vision? How should be your vibrations? So what Brahma Baba had put into practical life, that was is Avyakt Murli. Is Avyakt Murli means the Avyakt experience of Brahma Baba. Sakar Murli is teachings of Shiv Baba and experience of Brahma Baba. Knowledge came through Shiv Baba and physical world transformation, how Maya comes, how difficulties come, how challenges our world you have to face, how he faced it. It is experience in the Sakar Murli. And Avyakt Murli is the experience of Sakar Baba's Avyakt practice. And everyone likes Avyakt Murli very much because it's not the detailed knowledge. It's only how to put on this dress of light, how to eat the cake. And it looks like we are eating cake. Avyakt Murli is very sweet, very powerful, very beautiful way of expression. But cake is not baked without the ingredients. Sakar Murli's knowledge is ingredients. And Avyakt Murli is the cake that Brahma Baba baked in his life through practical practice. And this Murli, that's why everything of our thoughts, our feelings, our vibrations, our vision, our attitude, our reactions, our actions, our feelings, every subtle aspect of the energy, how Brahma Baba actually did it, he gave it into form of lesson, like teachings. That's called Avyakt Murli teachings, advanced course. And that early Murlis of advanced course, time is telling me, actually I should stop, but shall I continue as I'm continuing or leave a question? Continue. And so, then, because this early, very early Murlis of Sakar time, of Avyakt time, from 69, they are very, very advanced level, very subtle. Thought checking, vibrations checking, vision checking, and your feelings checking, your second time energy, how you should see it. Because it was in front of the elevated studies and brothers and sisters who had learned from Sakar Baba. And then now how we should prepare the new ones. Now what we have heard already, the new ones, those who have come. Now we are sitting here invoking that energy by being soul conscious, letting go our own, this physical pull. Of course, we are in this body, but with this feeling, it's time to meet my beloved. Baba is coming for me, and I have come to meet my beloved. I have come to meet the one who I have been waiting for. I have not. And so just sit comfortably. Sit nicely in the place you are. And it is Baba's video that is actually played. Once again, one of the video from the, in maybe perhaps early 19th, no, early 2000 some would be the Murlis. Which day I do not know, tomorrow we will know. And so that is what we need. Murli is actually exactly what we need to transform ourselves and what teaching we have to take from Baba. When you are sitting in front of Baba, just say, Baba, now whatever I have, my past here, offer it to you. I actually, when I met all the people, those who have come first time, I told them, write a letter to Baba and put in Baba's letter box and let it finish what you had, any pressure, any guilt or anything you have brought with you. And take everything what you want to take from here, write in your diary and take that with you. And so you keep that reading there, so it will help you, what you have taken from Madhuban. You know, now, when you are in Madhuban in front of Baba tomorrow, just be relaxed and see how this energy then actually transmits through video. This is my practical experience, though I should finish in 5 minutes, but I want to share how, why it comes, the experience from video. Gulzar Dadi had come in London. It was the first time, 1977 Dadi Prakashmani came, and 1996 Gulzar Dadi came. And the way, in Tennyson Road in London, where I was living with Dadi Janaki and Jayanti Ben, my room was single room, single bedroom, so I offered Gulzar Dadi that she can sleep there, and others bed, three bedroom. And so I slept in classroom. Where was Vyakta Sakar Baba's translight? Before that we did not have translight. Only Brahma Baba left. After that we made meditation room to follow how Brahma Baba used to meditate. We also thought, Brahma Baba is meditating, remembering Shiva Baba. I also sit like this to remember Shiva Baba. Brahma Baba came through him. So that was the reason that we put this Brahma Baba's picture. Before that, no photograph of Brahma, when Brahma Baba was alive. Anyway, so this picture was put there. But we were little hesitant that we don't want to keep any photograph because we don't believe any human gurus. We believe God is our guru. So there was a little bit hesitant. But still anyway kept the photograph because Dadi Janaki wanted it. Baba said, make Baba's room in Madhuban, in London, make Baba's room there. Because Dadi said, I will miss Baba's room. And Avyakta Baba said, you can make Baba's room there. So I slept. About 1:30 or 1:45, and it was summer time, anyway it was June time. So I slept as just normal dress, daytime dress, and a sheet on the floor, a pillow and sheet for the top. I felt that someone is just, very gently I felt that someone entered the room. I said, oh, Amrit Vela started, because it was meditation room. It was Baba's meditation room where I slept, because all place were full. But no one was there. And I felt that this a shadow is moving here, and in corner translight, I felt Baba is gone there. This shadow. I became very awake and I sat down there. And I felt so powerful vibrations. Baba said to me, I'm hearing these words, child, Brahma's relationship, corporeal Brahma's relationship with his matter, account finished, and he left body. I was taking the support of matter. My account with Brahma's matter is finished. And Brahma's account is not with human beings anymore. But my account with my children is not finished. My children have my account with me, Shiv Baba saying. And I have account with them because my many children have to come. And so I take the support of matter. And what is this picture you are seeing now? I am taking the support of matter. So I felt in this subtle photograph is Brahma Baba. But it was not Brahma Baba, it was translate picture. And so that energy became so powerful, that thrilling experience, that as I am meeting Avyakta Bhavdada. And this is what we experience now through corporeal, through subtle Brahma, through Gulzar Dadi. When you have the video, even if you are far, just taking drishti from this video as well, from that drishti's vibrations, from words is very clear. Inspiration through vibrations, it is just like energy is emanating. So we are together with each other, and this is what how this avyakt feeling is. Just be relaxed, let it see what Baba touches you through Murli, what it comes to you in the form of feeling. No expectations at all. He knows what we need. We need power, we need love, we need inner happiness. It is a kind of injection which is not any visible thing. It's invisible energy that works slowly and gradually you realize what Baba has given to you. And so tomorrow from morning, try to stay in silence, preparation for Baba's meeting. Invoke that feeling. Generate that. It's time that let my subtle form should meet the subtle Bhavdada. And let Baba embrace you and give you the feeling of belonging, as this is what you have already in you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.